This is KGOU. I'm Jacob McClelland. An internal audit has led to an independent investigation of the Oklahoma Tourism and Recreation Department. Today on the Business Intelligence Report, I'm joined by Journal Record editor Ted Strooley. Ted, Molly Fleming writes in your newspaper that the Tourism Department hired an auditor in January. What prompted the audit?
Initially, there were some irregularities with time cards. The department's records didn't match those maintained by the Office of Management Enterprise Services.
So what did the audit find?
Well, the auditor, Andrew Ranson, not only found the time card irregularities, which in his audit he referred to as potentially some fraudulent activity there, he also found that there was a little bit of missing money. Now, Department Head Dick Dutton says it was less than $50, but he did find some pretty widespread concerns about violations of the Fair Labor Standards Act, as well as state policy. So some of the kinds of things he was looking at state parks were employees being told that they had to eat lunch at their desk, some other timekeeping issues that were pretty questionable. That's led to at least 9 engagements around the state where the state comes in and employees have to produce very specific data and records about those kinds of incidents.
So talk a little bit more about those engagements. What exactly does that mean?
Well, it's really, kind of a red flag. It suggests that the state's taking this pretty seriously and that they're very concerned about what the audit revealed. So they're going to go in and really look at the nitty-gritty at a lot of state-owned sites within that department all over Oklahoma.
So after the auditor, Ranson, after he presented the findings of his report, what happened to him?
He was told to resign, and he was told that if he didn't resign, he was going to be fired.
And so do we know why he was asked to resign?
We have no idea. Department Director Dick Dutton did not give Ranson a reason, and he would not comment on that point for our story.
So now there's going to be an independent audit of the Tourism Department. Do we know who will conduct that and what they'll be looking for?
We don't know yet who will conduct it. The department's put out a request for proposals, but they haven't hired anyone yet. And we would guess that they're going to expand on what Ranson was looking at and look deeper into some of the things that turned up in his audit.
Let's switch gears for just a moment, Ted, to talk about another story that the Journal Record covered this week. Sarah Terry Kobo writes about the growth of direct primary care. First, what exactly is this direct primary care?
It's kind of a new take on an old way of practicing medicine. Under this business model, the doctor contracts directly with employers or patients to provide primary care, and it's a flat rate, and there's no insurance company involved.
So how can contracting for direct primary care reduce an employer's insurance costs?
Well, under this system, doctors have no incentive to order any extra tests or procedures. So the one business owner we talked to said that when he switched to this model, his costs dropped by about 40%.
How is a direct primary care physician different than, a family practice physician?
They work very much the same way, but they're more focused, the direct primary care physician is more focused on preventative care. So financially, it's in the doctor's best interest to keep you from getting sick rather than to treat you after the fact.
So what are the benefits for a doctor who practices this type of medicine?
Well, they're able to make a living with only about half as many patients that a typical primary care doctor would have to see. So instead of the typical 7 or 8 minutes they can spend with a patient, they can spend a lot more one-on-one time doing that kind of care. Now, that's attractive to a lot of doctors. Plus, they don't have all the insurance reimbursement hassles of a typical practice.
We've been talking today with Ted Strooley. He's the editor of the Journal Record newspaper. Ted, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, Jacob.
KGOU and the Journal Record collaborate each week on the Business Intelligence Report. You can find this conversation archived at kgou.org. And don't forget, you can follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at Journal Record and at KGOU News.